Hi, thanks for listening to another Marlins Rewind. This is The Week in Review. New names to this Marlins roster, either via trade or coming back to the team, but the normal names we're accustomed to hearing in the middle of the lineup produce just as much as ever. Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner walk us through four wins. That's another winning week for the Fish. We'll talk to Andrew Kashner about trade deadline deals and hear from the president of baseball operations, Michael Hill. I'm Boomer Dangle. It's a pleasure to have you in, and with that, we are
up and away.
Before we even get to wins and losses, let's talk about the new acquisitions to this team. Before Monday's trade deadline, the Marlins made a move to bring on two right-handed starters, Colin Ray and Andrew Kashner. In return from the major league roster, Miami had to give up Jared Cozart and Carter Capps, two right-handed arms of their own. President of Baseball Ops Mike Hill says this was the plan all along.
As we approached the trade deadline, we had three goals that we really wanted to accomplish. We wanted to provide some depth for our bullpen, and we were fortunate to make an early acquisition of Fernando Rodney. And I think it was early, and we were able to have him in our pen for the last month or so, and could really set our sights and focus on the starting pitching. And we wanted to do something to help this club. We played so well, but we really felt like our starting pitching needed to improve. So very excited that we were able to accomplish some of our goals as we set out this trade deadline season.
That's Hill from the team's perspective. Let's hear what Kashner says about actually being a part of the trade.
I've been traded before, so I kind of know what to go through, and I've played a bunch against these guys in here, so I think kind of makes it a little easier.
More from Kashner later. Both Ray and Andrew Kashner made starts over the weekend. The other personnel change came on Thursday when D. Gordon rejoined the team after serving his 80-game suspension.
I'm excited, man. Because for the last 2.5-3 months, I watched my teammates play great. They played superb, and I'm just happy to come back to a positive locker room, and be with my brothers and, just get to play. I did what I had to do. I served my suspension. I took full responsibility for it. And, I'm going to get past this. I want to, this after today, I want to be done with it. Once I put that jersey on and get back on the field, I'm done with it.
Those are some of the guys who were on the roster this week. Meanwhile, Wei-Yin Chin went to the disabled list, and Justin Bour started rehabbing his ankle. Bour is expected to rejoin the team this week. And with all that going on, Ichiro sat just a few hits away from 3,000, and the Marlins continued their 20 games in 20-day March. On Monday, Miami started a series against Philadelphia. There's no question the Phillies and Braves have both been a thorn in the side of Miami this season. Monday night was no different. The game was held scoreless by Kyle Bearclaw and kept together through the seventh inning.
1-2 pitch to Howard. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on a slider. Second and third. Nobody out. Bearclaw comes back. He strikes out Ashy. He strikes out Borges. And he strikes out the pinch hitter Howard to keep this game scoreless. Wow.
But in the eighth, the Phillies scored once. And in the ninth, they scored three more times to steal the first game of the week. That wasn't the most demoralizing loss, but again, Philadelphia and Atlanta, the two basement dwellers in the NL East, have tripped up the Marlins this season. So on Tuesday night, the Fish came right back.
Eichhoff sets, deals. Giancarlo, base hit out into right. Charged by the right fielder Paredes. Coming around third is Prado. Here's the play at the plate. Prado is safe at the plate. The ball slips away from Rupp. In any case, and the Marlins take a 1-0 lead on Stanton's single to right. He takes second on the throw to the plate, collects his 56th team-leading RBI, and the Marlins are up 1-0.
Two innings later, Giancarlo did it again.
The 1-1 to Stanton. Crack toward the gap in right center field. Racing back to Paredes. It's over his head. Bounces up against the wall. Extra bases. Let's see. Can he score? Ichiro's in. Prado to the plate. It's a two-run triple for Stanton. He's driven in all the Marlins' runs. And those are two huge insurance runs. It's 3-0 Miami.
That brought us to Wednesday afternoon's game, the rubber match against the Phillies. There, for the second straight night, the middle of the lineup did... the middle of the lineup does.
And Eflin to the plate, and Stanton hits a rocket out to left center. This is a no-doubter. It's up, up, and away. Giancarlo with a two-run home run, and the Marlins have a 3-0 first-inning lead. It's number 22 for Giancarlo.
During the homestand, Stanton and Yelich combined for a .306 batting average over 10 games. Their RBIs Wednesday afternoon propelled the Marlins to a series win, and now the Marlins have a winning record against the Phillies with 7 wins and 6 losses. By the time Thursday came around, D. Gordon had issued an apology to the team, and most just wanted to focus on how he could impact the Marlins on the field in his second base position.
So I'm going to put a lineup out there every day that we think gives us the best chance to win. And take care of today, not worry about tomorrow, because I've kind of learned over the years, tomorrow's got a whole set of worries all of its own. And so I'm just going to worry about today. These guys are excited to have D back. We're going to try to put a lineup out there that gives us a chance to win every day. That's what we're here to do.
D finished 0-for-4 that night, but in total, he has 4 hits and 14 trips to the plate, and that tabulates at a .286 batting average since he returned to the team. Miami dropped the first two of the weekend to St. Louis, and again, they were in a position where they needed to win at the back end of a series to regain some momentum and at least split against the Cards. So to do so Saturday night, they used some new guys and some old guys. Colin Ray made his first start as a Miami Marlin, but that hardly went according to plan.
Here comes Mike Kozak, the trainer, out of the third base dugout. Here comes Don Mattingly. Here comes Juan Nieves. And they're headed to the mound to check on Colin Ray.
Ray left, and as we sit right now, he's on the disabled list with an elbow sprain. That aside, the main story of this game was the Marlins' bats, who relied on Yelich and Stanton, as well as Ozuna, maybe the best outfield in baseball.
The pitch, and there's a large line drive base hit out into left center. That's going to knock in a run. Yelich all over the pitch. Stanton with an RBI single. Here's the 2-0. And Ozuna puts a charge into one. Deep left center. It is up, up, and away. And a home run for Marcell Ozuna. A two-run shot and a 4-0 first-inning lead for the Marlins against St. Louis.
Yelich has a .317 batting average right now, and that's good enough for 12th best in the entire major leagues. He's already collected career highs this year in both RBIs and home runs. As Colin Ray left after just 3 1/3, the Marlins leaned on David Phelps to pick up 2 2/3 and get to the bullpen. Phelps, a former starter, did that. He allowed 1 hit, no runs. After the game, our very own Kyle Seeloff talked to Phelps.
Just how hard is that, though, to not have any warm-up, to not get yourself loose and get out there and go?
Yeah, I mean, it's different. I mean, I knew coming into today that I was probably our long man, seeing as Mac and Witt threw 2 innings last night, so I was prepared for that. The biggest thing was to go out and give us some innings.
I don't think anybody ever wants to see what happened to Colin tonight, and hopefully everything turns out okay, especially for a guy that comes to a new ball club. But I got to ask you, after what management did yesterday, I think it's important to ask you guys, how much does it mean to you guys in the clubhouse to know that, you know what, they're going to put the pieces in place so you guys can be successful down the stretch here?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a big step in the right direction. You know, they went out and look at the pieces we gave up to get those guys, and it shows they're committed to winning for us. And now it's just about going out and doing our job and taking care of the business. So, it's huge. It's a big, big sign from them that they want to win now.
That was the second blowout win on this homestand and of the week for the Marlins. That helps the run differential, but consider this. Miami just finished up a July where they were plus 25 in run differential. That's the best month in that category that the teams enjoyed since May 2010, also a plus 25 month. Marlins moved into Sunday needing a win to split the series, but Miami had won 5 of its last 6 Sunday contests. 3 of those wins clinched series victories, and 1 win earned a split. This time, the second Padre acquired, Andrew Cashner, took his turn.
Steps in, batting .297, and Andrew Cashner, the 29-year-old, makes his first pitch as a Marlin.
Cashner proved his worth. 6 complete innings, 1 earned run, no walks.
Yeah, no, it's great. There's a lot of energy here, a lot of young players that are really good here, and I think the defense is phenomenal here, and, you know, it's fun to be a part of it. I mean, I don't think there's ever a thought that, you know, there's a chance to lose. I think the energy in this clubhouse, energy in the dugout, I mean, from the moment I've been here, it's been awesome.
A late push by the Cardinals tied the game up, though. In the bottom of the ninth, Derek Dietrich came to the plate, working on a nasty slump.
Here's a fly ball, well hit. It's tagged out toward left center, racing over, diving for it, can't get it, Tommy Pham. Here comes Echevarria around third. He's going to score, and the Marlins have walked it off. 5-4 over the Cardinals.
That walk-off won the game for the Marlins and snapped Dietz 0-for-23 streak. So Miami wins the week, 4 wins, 3 losses. The Nationals enjoyed an off day last Monday. They win an even 3-3. Miami inches closer to the Nationals. 4 games in the loss column. Miami, after losing 2 of 3 to the Mets, separate themselves from New York a little bit. The team's 2.5 up on the Mets. In fact, comparatively, in the last 10 games, the Marlins earned an even 5-5 split. The Nationals, Mets, Phillies, and Braves, every other team in the National League East, had a losing 10 at 4-6 each. Now the team goes on the road to play 3 in Chicago and 3 more in Colorado. They've got new Marlins on the team, they've got old Marlins on the team, and Justin Bour should join them on the road trip. Miami has the 6th best record in the major leagues against teams 500 or better, but the Cubs, as we know, have the best winning percentage in the bigs. Under 60 games to go, and we'll talk to you next time on the Week in Review. Till then, listen to Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner from the road on 940 Wins in the Marlins Radio Network.